Hello everyone, I'm Becky. Welcome to our Fluent English class. Today we're going to learn Lesson 187, A Car Crash. Okay, now first let's review what we have learned last time. Now let's read it together. Buy, bought, bought. Lose, lost, lost. Find, found, found. Make, made, made. Meet, met, met. Get, got, got. Send, sent, sent. Have, had, had. Sweep, swept, swept. Hear, heard, heard. Tell, told, told. Leave, left, left. Sit, sat, sat. Win, won, won. Meet, met, met. Keep, kept, kept. Feel, felt, felt. Smell, smelt, smelt. Build, built, built. Lend, lent, lent. Send, sent, sent. Spend, spent, spent. Burn, burnt, burnt. Learn, learnt, learnt. 刚才我们复习了动词原形、动词的过去式以及过去分词的拼读方法，请大家在实际生活中多加练习，就可以加强记忆了。Okay, now let's look at the new words and the expressions. First one, attendant, 接待员 attendant. Number two, bring, 带来 bring.Number three, garage, 车库 garage. Number four, crash, 碰撞 crash. Next one, lamppost, 灯杆 lamppost. Next one, repair, 修复修理 repair. The last one, try, 努力尝试 try. 好，我们先看第一个单词 attendant.它的原型 attend 出席，我们可以把它分成两个部分 at 和 attend， 就是我们记住在十点钟我要出席一个会议，所以呢我们把它放在一起就是 attend attendant。 好，那么下面我们说 attend 可以搭配的词组有 attend school 上学， attend a meeting 参加会议， attend a wedding参加婚礼。那么今天要学的是它的派生词服务员 attendant， 比如说列车员 train attendant。 For example, our hotel has 13 attendants. OK, next one. 下面我要学第二个词 bring， 拿来，常用短语 bring something to somebody， 或者说 bring somebody something. For exampleShe brings a piece of good news to me every day. 就等于 She brings me a piece of good news every day. 它的反义词是 take. 我们经常说一句话 Take me home, 把我带回家吧。常用短语 Take something to some place, 把某物带到某地。那如果是双向的 Fetch, F-E-T-C-H, 表示带去了并且要拿回来，说话人的地点是很重要的。好，下一个我们来看碰撞 crash。 那这个是个象声词，为了方便我们记忆，我们通常会放在 car 里面一起记，汽车的碰撞 a car crash。 大家可以看到 crash 就是把车都变得撞形了，撞得变形了。你看车是 car，然后 crash 呢是 C-R-A， 所以呢我们这样子方便记忆。还有飞机的撞毁，我们用 an air crash。 好，请看图 a car crash, a plane crash. OK, they are so dangerous. OK, next one, lamppost, 这是一个合成词， lamp 是台灯， post 呢是柱子，所以呢 lamppost 就是灯柱。我们还有门柱怎么说呢？Gatepost。 好，下一个词 repair。 repair 既可以是动词也可以是名词。 For example, I am going to have my car repaired. 我打算去修理我的车。 This machine is under repair. 这台机器正处于修理之中， under repair. 我们还可以把它引申为弥补、赔偿、修复。 For exampleHow can I repair the mistake I have made? 我如何才能弥补我所犯下的错误呢？最后一个词 try， 也是既有名词形式也有动词形式。常用短语 try to do something, try doing something, 稍微有一些区别在于 try to do 更有方向感和趋向性，表示企图做某件事，而 try doing 表示尝试做某事，但是不一定会成功。好，常用的短语有 try on 试穿， please try on this coat, try one's best to do something, I will try my best to learn English, 名词形式 let me try, have a try, 让我来试一试。下面我们就来走进我们的课文。
Is my car ready yet? I don't know, sir. What's the number of your car? It's LFZ312G. When did you bring it to us? I brought it here 3 days ago. Ah, yes, I remember now. Have your mechanics finished yet? No, they're still working on it. Let's go into the garage and have a look at it. Isn't that your car? Well, it was my car. Didn't you have a crash? That's right. I drove it into a lamppost. Can your mechanics repair it? Well, they're trying to repair it, sir. But to tell you the truth, you need a new car.
Now, let's look at the questions and try to answer them. First one, what's the number of Mr. Wood's car? It's LFZ312G. Number two, when did he bring it to the garage? He brought it here 3 days ago. Number three, how did he have a crash? He drove it into the lamppost. Number four, can the mechanics repair Mr. Wood's car? No, they can't. 好，我们来看第一句。Is my car ready yet? Be ready, 准备好了。那此处我们加了一个 yet, 表示尚未完成。一般情况下 yet 会出现在完成时的句子中，尤其是会出现在否定句或疑问句当中。但是在口语表达中，我们也是可以加在现在时的状态中的。比如说今天的句子 Is my car ready yet? 好，下面 Attendant 回答道 I don't know, sir. 我不知道。 What's the number? 你的号码牌是多少？ Mr. Woods 回答道 It's LFZ312G. 此时想起来了，问 When did you bring it to us? When 表示时间的提问，何时？ I brought it here 3 days ago. 一般过去时的标识，所以我们的 bring 要变成 brought. 下一句 Have your mechanics finished yet?你们的修理师傅已经帮我修完了吗？ No, they are still working on it. Let's go into the garage and have a look at it. 好，此处我们注意有一个状语 still, 它是现在进行时的标识，表示呢仍然在继续做着某事。They are still working on it. 依然在修理您的车呢。下一句 Isn't that your car?Well, it was my car. Isn't that 反义疑问句？难道那不是您的车吗？或者我们说用否定的形式表示提问，为了是得到肯定的回答。那 Mr. Wood 呢，也是回答道：“是的 ，It was my car。”强调曾经是他的车。那言外之意，现在已经面目全非了，看不到了情况。好，刚才我们说到一句。Isn't that your car? 否定疑问句，它一般疑问句的形式是 Is that your car? 变成肯定句 That is your car. 否定句 That isn't your car. 在下一幅图中 Didn't you have a crash? 同样运用了这样子的方法，否定疑问句得到肯定的回答项。Mr. Wood 回答道 That's right. 是的 I drove it.Into a lamppost. 我把它开到了哪儿呀？电线杆子上了。Can your mechanics repair it? 能不能修好呀？ Well, they are trying to repair it, sir. They are trying. 他们正在努力地尝试着修。But tell you the truth, 一个短语。Tell you the truth, 告诉你事实。或者我们说 in fact, 事实上而言。You need a new car. 你呢是需要一辆新车了。那显然意见答案是我们无法帮您修好您已经有的车了。好的，现在就让我们根据图来 retell the story。好的，大家完成的非常好。那今天我们的英文学习就到此结束了。Lesson 187, 修理没有办法修理的世界。Repair the unrepairable world. 在今天的课文里 Mr. Wood 开车时撞到了灯杆，严重地损坏了车子，以至于无法修理而必须要换一辆新车了。除了我们的车子之外，人造的许多东西都是有缺失的，需要经常的维修和处理。即便如此，到了最后，许多东西也是无法修补的，逃不过被丢弃的结局。社会就是这样一个变革，甚至被推翻重塑，而政府修订的法律、民众示威游行和公民发出的个人见解，都是在不断的变革社会的方法。今年是美国的选举年，每一次的选举都是民众在给政府打分，结果或是平静地维持了现状，或是合法地推翻了政府。社会需要不断的变革，物件需要不断的修复，是因为设计它本身的这些人就是不完美的，所以有罪的人组成的团体也自然是有罪的，有缺陷的人设计并创造的东西也是有失缺的。可喜的是，创造宇宙的上帝是完美的，他时刻维系着万物的秩序而运作着，他不仅用自己的全能托住了我们居住的世界，还借着改变我们社会的系统，赐给了我们一个平和安静可居住的国家。这位完美的上帝正在借着他的话语和他的灵，通过教会不断地改造和更新着基督徒的思想和灵魂，并使用他们造福社会，服侍人群。但是因为最初人犯了罪，上帝为了惩罚罪人，所以上帝诅咒了整个世界。既然这个世界并非完美，也就不配受完美人的支配和他们的永远的生命。到末日，上帝会摧毁这个世界，并只有他创造的另外一个完美的新天地，赐给我们经过这些死而复活而又被重新塑造的人，在那个完美的世界里享受我们完美而且永远的生命。主啊，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意早日成就。奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。